Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we are back again for the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Christine Lee along with Katie Pallotta. Oh, wait a minute. Katie has shown up with a brand new, beautiful custom folder. You're serious.
I am. I don't mess around.
Wow. And then there's Ryan Jones. Hello, Ryan.
I have a new book. Does that count? I don't have a
It's not as nice as this beautiful folder over here.
Fail.
Well, once again, The Bachelor is in full swing, and it was the battle of the pageant queens, I guess. The drama unfolded among Demi, Tracy, Kaylin, and Hannah. And I think we're all pretty much satisfied with the drama that we saw. I mean, this is what we, you know, pay for network TV, right?
We knew this was coming. We knew what they weren't going to hold back with this pageant. We knew Hannah wasn't going home last night because the drama is just getting started.
The 2-on-1, I mean.
But other than that, I thought it was a pretty okay episode.
Yeah, it was outside of the drama. There was most of it was pretty forgettable, but that's what we're here for, the drama. Remember, right out of the shoot, we're like, oh, Catherine, she's the worst. She's going to stick around the whole time because all she's doing is causing drama. Well, you can only keep so many people who he doesn't care for but cause drama. And so Catherine,
Nina,
gone. Brie. We get to keep Hannah because, yeah, even though she totally self-destructed, there was no way she was going anywhere.
I feel like Catherine kind of let us down in the villain department.
I know. You expect so much more. If you're going to paint yourself into a corner, go all the way.
Yeah, I think from the first episode, which was only 2 weeks ago, we're like, oh my, she's going to be here a while. We're going to hate her. She's going to be the villain. And then she kind of flew under the radar. And then now all of a sudden she's gone.
I'm in trouble because do you know what debuted last night? Also was Celebrity Big Brother. And
You're a big fan.
People are tuning into this podcast for Celebrity Big Brother conversations. But I do have to say there is a common theme. On Celebrity Big Brother, Lolo Jones is one of the contestants. She was an athlete, Olympic athlete in both summer and winter games. Beautiful, smart, you know, everything. She says, well, you know, I'm still a virgin. I was like, wow, this is the thing in 2019.
Yeah, she's actually talked about that before.
Well, they're making a big deal
Celebrity Big Brother. She's made the reality show rounds. She competed on the challenge stars versus whatever celebrities, whatever the hell it was called. And they talked about it there as well, about how she was still a virgin.
Well, I just feel like Bachelor has paved the way because over the years they've had, you know, virgins, and now it's virgins, and I feel like yes. But anyway,
notice, by the way, yeah, we went through the entire episode, and there was not one mention of the V word.
Well, that's because Celebrity Big Brother was picking up the mantle. But in any event, yeah, we had some drama, and we always see this. The producers are running out of date ideas, and I'm wondering if the pirate swashbuckler combat was one of those where they just were like, how about the pirate idea that we haven't used? Come on, guys. Can we? All right, fine.
Can we use that now?
Go ahead. Let that producer use their idea.
I'm surprised they used it. Do you want to know why?
Yes.
Because it's rated R.
Wow.
They didn't make nearly enough pirate jokes. That was the only thing that was missing for me.
That's true.
Because they didn't.
So many opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, they didn't describe how it worked because Hannah destroyed everyone. And then they
had a B.
Yeah, and then they chose other people for some reason to get into the final, I guess to create drama with Hannah so she'd break down. But it really, there was no explanation of anything or
no.
You're supposed to joust and she kills everyone and then she doesn't make it to the final. So I don't.
She didn't win.
I know, I'm
right.
Surprised it wasn't Kaylin and Hannah B start right from the beginning, start the drama.
Yeah.
They had to drag it out.
I guess they want this way you guarantee Kaylin wins and Hannah melts down, but it was just so, at least the second date, there was a clear winner. You know, you competed,
right.
And whoever was left at the end was
the
winner.
Second group date, you mean?
Yeah, the second group date. Right. Like, this was just, I mean, it was weird anyways. He's dressed up as a pirate.
And horrible acting.
Well.
But did you expect any less? In your beautiful notebook, what stands out at you in this portion, aside from the Demi, Tracy, you know you're so old, side eye going on?
31, guys, is so old,
so
by
old.
The way.
It's really hard for you. Must be so hard for you.
I was uncomfortable when Demi put the blindfold on Colton.
I would just like to say she bird boxed him, and if anyone ever listens to this podcast 20 years from now, it'll be a term that people will have to actually look up. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, probably. It was just the fake hand.
What was the point of that, actually?
There was no point. Yeah. It was to get attention, and she did for a second, but...
Yeah. And even the spanking, while weird, I got. Hey, okay, you blindfold them, ha ha ha, you spank them with a paddle. But then to, fake hand or not, obviously it's even worse if she actually used her hand, but to, no, like, I'm actually surprised he let it get as far as it did. Because
he was like nervous laughing, he didn't know really what to say.
It couldn't have felt like a real hand. Come on.
I mean, when you're blindfolded.
And you're Colton.
This is true. But
maybe she's got weird hands. I don't know.
That whole... We can just put that whole section aside and just say, bizarre, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Move on. And we did. Anything more about Tracy and Demi other than the obvious stirring the pot for... You know, an interesting drama situation.
I feel like it was kind of Tracy and Demi, but not as much this time, because then it turned into Courtney and Demi for a little bit, and then everyone's just annoyed by Demi. So I think Tracy was kind of the beginning, and now people are following, you know, Tracy's footsteps and like, all right, this girl is actually...
The worst.
But you say that about someone every season, well, that they're the worst.
There's always someone that's the worst.
And every season it's true, and this year it's Demi, because
for sure,
Courtney, like an adult, wants to tell her, hey, I wasn't happy about how this is handled, and Demi, because she's the worst, not only defensive off the top, but sounds like she's three and has her little temper tantrum. She looks and sounds it. And haunts. Just basically storms off, and her version of double birds to everyone. And no, I'm going to be me. I don't care about you.
Yeah, I did think Courtney was mature about it and was like, I don't think you know how you're coming across. Mm. And I don't think you mean for it to be like that.
Yeah, a lot of these girls every year,
I don't get it.
And this year included, are just talking about each other behind each other's back. Courtney didn't waste any time. As soon as she came, sure, she told other girls, hey, I was upset, whatever. But as soon as Demi came back, right away, hey, can we go talk?
Yeah.
Hey, let's act like adults. And
but you can't act like an adult with someone who refuses to act like an adult.
And exactly. Who thinks 31 is ancient.
All your experience. Yeah, but the best revenge is when she turns 31 and she realizes me.
I can't imagine what it's like for you being around all these young people.
So old.
Yeah. So the Clash of the Titans has emerged. We at least have, like you said, Demi, Tracy, Kaylin, and Hannah.
Yeah. Well, now it quickly turned from obviously everyone hates Demi, and that's not going to go away, to what we all saw coming from the first episode when we found out that they knew each other.
Right.
It's going to be Hannah versus Kaylin. And that's, I don't know if they would do a 2-on-1 this early, but it's coming because this needs to stop.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
they're definitely the 2-on-1.
They
this
have
season.
To be the 2-on-1.
And Hannah tried to get ahead of it,
right?
But because she doesn't know how to use her words, which we already knew, she completely fell over herself. Because she had the chance to be the first one. Hey, she's manipulative. Why? But instead, she totally botches it and basically says, oh, if you like her, then you can't like me. Which is like, danger, danger, danger. What are you doing? And then when Kaylin had her chance, perfectly articulated the issue and painted Hannah to be the true crazy one, as opposed to...
Which maybe you need to be more afraid of the person who really is articulate and can really manipulate.
Like, I was just going to say, so who, what side are you
scarier?
On right now?
I was Team Hannah.
Yeah.
But after seeing how that all went down, I think Kaylin is the least crazy.
Are you talking about how it all went down in the beginning after the swashbuckling and then Hannah was uncomfortable
thing.
With her winning?
The whole thing.
Or the whole thing
from
top to bottom.
From at the Miss USA all the way through now. Because seeing how Hannah is reacting now, I totally get that when she didn't place, she flipped out. I mean, you saw she got a rose and she broke down.
I just feel like they're setting us up to not like her, and it's going to be Kaylin who's the one who's the bigger nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see it both ways. I can see kind of both of them being crazy people. Really. Like, I kind of with Ryan, like, I was like, oh, Hannah's, you know,
clearly
the sweet one. She's probably, you know, the way she's telling the story sounds like how it actually happened. But then hearing her talk to Colton and then, like, kind of tattletaling, it was just like, what is she talking about? But then Kaylin, she kind of has that, like, snooty vibe about her. So, like, oh, everyone thinks that they're going to believe her over.
And every year there's one of these that clearly either don't watch the show or don't pay attention. You don't spend your time talking about other people. That never works. We can just replay it every single year.
Never ends well.
Yeah, but for someone who's undisciplined, they can't help themselves. Even if you before you go on, you say, I will not talk about other girls. I will not. You can't help it if that's the way you are. Sometimes you can't help it.
And at the pool party, Hannah went from, okay, I'm done talking about her, seeming like the light went off.
Yeah.
And then with, who is it that was poking the bear that never been kissed?
Heather,
basically egging her on in 3 seconds.
More than one time.
She went to, oh my God, rage! Hulk is coming out! And, she, you know, the teeth were, that was
hissing.
A big meme. Like,
yeah, Colton was totally confused after all that. Like, he didn't know.
I felt bad for him. He really didn't know.
His first runaway of the season, and as we see, it looks like there's going to be multiple ones.
But it's only episode 3.
I know, right?
He runs to the producers. They have to wake up Chris Harrison.
And he has to have a talk with Chris Harrison.
Who was
obviously
clearly napping. Can we just get that out of the way? They woke him up and said, oh, we need you before the rose ceremony here, buddy.
Yeah, it's a little early on to you know, call in one of those markers. But Elise is emerging as a you know, at least a star in Bachelor world, if not, you know, a favorite on the show, don't you think? And I hear whisperings online that, oh, she's the next Bachelorette if she doesn't win. And, you know, she probably won't win because she's too interesting.
Can you have a geriatric Bachelorette?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
Can we ask Demi about that?
Yeah, she's way too old.
Yeah, but she and Colton get some solid one-on-one time, and a helicopter's involved, which is always good.
Shocker.
I didn't know people regularly took helicopters from L.A. to San Diego. That seemed like quite a haul.
Well, and they went to an amusement park. And, like, of course, you always have to have kids around somehow, because you got to see how, you know, they are around kids and whatnot. But
of course.
I thought it was cute. I liked it.
And I did, too. Weird. I really liked it.
San Diego is everywhere now, all of a sudden.
Yeah, I feel like at first she was kind of hesitant about just the whole date in itself and having that one-on-one time. Like, she was excited, but you could tell she had reservations. But once it got started, I feel like all of her nerves went away, and I thought it was a great date.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you noticed. I think the nerves might have stuck around a little bit. She's a bit of a sweater. Her
upper lip?
No, her
armpits?
Her shirt. Yeah, there was a little discoloration. So, like, when he was on the...
Oh, yeah.
Hands up! She sort of did the alligator arms. And I, you know, whatever. People have what they have, so what are you going to do? But you... Yay!
Yeah.
She, you know, hands basically to her ears as opposed to...
It's just a sponsorship opportunity.
Or a secret. Come on.
Secret or... you know, yeah. Degree is very good. I can vouch for it.
Yeah.
Not today, Dove. However.
I was about to say, clearly you're having
really?
Your own issues over there.
But she does get the rose at, and she says something along the lines of, I don't think those kids will ever forget this day. I know I won't.
I didn't think she'd make it to episode 3, let alone clearly episode 4. So she's already well exceeded my initial expectations of her. I thought she handled herself quite well. Again, for someone who's, you know, an elderly woman.
I thought they had a good connection. They both have, like, with the big age difference, they both have, like, a similar, like, they both, you know, are very involved in charity.
Right.
And she has a, you know, family backstory, and they both love kids,
and
it showed an ice cream.
Yeah.
So I think they had a great connection.
Okay. Yeah.
I like her.
And, you know, would you say she's a redhead.
Yes.
Definitely
yes.
A redhead. We don't see a lot of redheads on this show.
Not many.
I mean, my mom's a redhead, and they're crazy. So
I feel like there's maybe only one a season.
Right? And they're rare. Like, redheads are rare in the population. So I think it's cool that
And she looks like a true redhead.
What do you mean by that?
Well, not like a fake dud.
Just kidding.
I don't think she's bachelorette material, though.
No?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she's a redhead?
No. Although... no, I like redheads. I mean, I'm saying this in the wrong company, but redheads before blondes. And I know. Sorry, guys.
But, so disappointed.
But I don't get the bachelorette feel. But I know we're having this conversation about 5 weeks too early, but now that I'm saying this, I don't know that there are really a lot of great options that we've gotten to see so far. I mean, I guess Cassie, if she doesn't win, she seems to at least have a head on straight.
Yeah, there's not a ton of
that's why
Elise right now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
that's why the internet is going wild for Elise.
Yeah, maybe.
But you're right. We are having that conversation too early. The best part of the whole episode was Terry Crews.
and, oh yeah.
And the next group date with the Sydney and Catherine and everyone else, and they go with Colton to a gym where we get to see a lot of shirtless shots. I mean, what else is the point of going to a gym?
They
were probably really upset when they first found out they were going to the gym on their group date.
Right, yeah, but they got to wear their athletic leisure Lululemon wear, and that's always great that you can pull that out.
Although Sydney, I think, was the only one who was really wearing appropriate gym wear. These girls are trying to pick up, and in many cases are picking up, the tire.
Yeah,
yes. I was worried about more than the tire flipping out. I mean,
you can really
my
hurt yourself
Lord.
And expose yourself.
Yeah, Sydney was the only one who was protected up here.
Right.
Everything else was, are we going to pop something?
I mean, that's like when they jump into the pool and they have these tiny bikinis on, and I'm just thinking, how many reshoots did they have to take? Because if they can't possibly stay.
It's true. There's no way it was one take.
There's no way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But yeah, Terry Crews, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and his beautiful wife, Rebecca, were there. And it seemed like the women were super excited about this celebrity, you know, guest stint. Who wouldn't be? I mean, it's Terry friggin' Crews.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the...
Yeah.
The peck.
pop the pecs and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But he was not alone in the celebrity experience. We had an obstacle course that was... They rolled out the world's greatest commentator, Fred Willard.
Every year.
Wouldn't be a competition without him.
God bless him. I'm He's clearly not at the top of his game right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he know where he was?
But he's... No. When he's at his best, he's hilarious.
Right.
And that, I think I'll leave it at that. Because okay. He has done good. A lot in his career, and I'd rather not totally pile on. But I'm glad that he can still work. Let's put it that way.
Wouldn't it be a Bachelor competition without Chris Harrison and Fred Willard?
This is true. And Fred Willard was having to call the, I guess, the play-by-play of things like pushing a 100-pound wedding cake and flipping the engagement ring tire and, you
limo
know,
pull.
The limo pull. I mean, this is tough stuff.
And can we talk about pulling the limo? How in God's earth did that happen?
I mean, adrenaline?
Because
wanting to show off,
you see these girls get up there and yeah, it's not moving, and then like Superman, how
you know that's actually not a bad idea.
Because at first Superman. I thought, oh, Colton's pushing it from behind to sort of help out, and then he's on the side clapping.
Maybe it was in neutral.
Well, of course, it was in neutral. That's the only way you can pull it. But.
Well, but no, it could have been like in first gear for the girls and in neutral for.
I don't know. I was very impressed.
Imagine if it was in first gear and no one could, what the hell? Yeah. But Onyeka demonstrated her prowess throughout, and it ended up being like a battle of three. Mm-hmm. Was it Sydney?
Catherine.
Thank you.
Onyeka. And they had to carry this medicine ball up and back. And at that point, it was more basically just a race more than anything else. And... You know, Onyeka won the race and got herself some wedding cake.
Yeah, literally got herself some wedding cake. But it was Cassie that Colton was obviously interested in.
Yeah, they definitely have one of the stronger connections. But we haven't really seen, you know, a lot of her yet. But she should be getting a one-on-one soon.
But I think the star with a...
Go ahead.
Sarcastic font from that whole thing was Caitlyn, because this seems to be an epidemic with some of these girls, is he sits down and he just wants to know something about her. Oh, I don't really have any stories to tell. I don't know what you want me to open up about. My life's great, which, fine. Not everybody has to have a story.
Traumatic experience.
But just... You know, my parents are still together, or my parents are divorced, or whatever it is. Just
or something you're grateful for.
Basic life story. Hey.
Anything.
Anything.
Other than just saying, I don't know what to open up about. Oh yeah, I'm from so and so. My parents. I have a brother. We have a dog.
You're about to get the boot, bitch. You gotta open up.
Well, then she made it worse, and he was like, well, what do you want in your life right now? And she's like, I want someone to. Come out with me with my friends.
Yeah.
That's not why.
That's like a high school.
Here. Like
you're in high school.
That's probably meaning you're here for the wrong reasons.
So the only thing you want from this is somebody to party with your friends.
Yeah.
Cool.
I just don't think we have a connection.
And
right after that, he was like, all right.
We don't have any connection.
I don't think she actually, that's the thing.
Don't hold my hands.
Until he said, I'll walk you out, I don't think it processed with her. Even as he's saying, I wanted to see if
there was because she was envisioning what she was going to wear.
Well, I don't even think that he was, like, at the beginning when they were talking, he said, you know, I know our relationship's a little behind all the others, but I'm interested to see, you know, what we can talk about and where we can go. And then she started talking and he's like, oh, no sparks.
No sparks. Yeah. That's right. Literally no sparks.
But he's explaining that to her and she's still, okay, so you want me to go back and maybe I'll get the rose? No, I'm going to walk you out. Oh.
Yeah, she wasn't thinking about anything was saying.
No, just wasn't thinking.
Yeah, because that just shows that you're so wrapped up in your own self, very self-centered, that you're not even, like you said, thinking of the other person.
After
at
the
all.
Inability to make a toast, I didn't think we'd see a more awkward one-on-one moment. And again, we're in episode 3. How is this happening?
And you've had plenty of time to sit and think about what you're going to talk to him about. Because it's the first time we've seen you since, like, the opening ceremony.
Speaking of inability to make a toast, don't you think that that's one of the, like, the five things in life that you should be able to do as an adult? You should be able to make a toast. You know, like, that's one thing. Male, female, doesn't matter. You should be able to make a toast. You should be able to get up and say even a sentence. This is what you should be able to do in life.
Not even a sentence.
You,
just
yeah.
a few words.
Here, here.
To us. Two
yes.
words. Like, that's all she could have, that's all she should yeah. have said.
And honestly, if Caitlin had said the same thing, that probably would have been fine. Like, oh yeah, here's us learning more about each other. Hey! Not
ding, 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 ding.
Continuing to say, I know we're behind other people, and I don't know what you want me to open up about.
Yeah.
Anything? Like what you had for breakfast?
I'm sorry, I don't have like a story.
What it's like in the house? Like what
yeah.
it took
sad
to get
stories
here.
To tell you.
And yeah, if you think about how much it takes to get to that point on the show before you even get on camera. You have some stuff to talk about. Like, literally, there's things that you have in common
yeah.
that you can talk about. But
maybe she just wasn't. She's just like,
there.
I don't feel like having a conversation right now. I just want to go home.
Can I just go to paradise? Or...
Well, that segues us into her being escorted out. And to...
I mean, the car wasn't even waiting yet. That's how quickly that all happened. She had to wait for it to
radio,
pull up.
The producer. Yeah.
Then he was like, I hope this wasn't a mistake. I was like... Definitely wasn't.
Yeah, when she watches the episode back, I wonder if it's going to be a forehead slap or, you know, that's
my hair.
Thank God
great.
It's over.
Yeah, thank God it's over. But a pool party conveniently replaces the cocktail party, where
stealing Becca's move.
Which is the perfect place for drama to unfold.
I was going to say, yeah, for atmosphere, the drama between. Two beauty queens in swimsuits, the swimsuit competition, so to speak. I mean, I don't know. Hannah B. and Kaylin start to really get into what's underneath the hood, I guess, or to unpack the drama, however you want to put it.
Yeah. Well,
Jonesy's rolling like, underneath the hood. Yeah. I was trying to figure out, like, they start to unpack their drama. It
right.
starts to come
but
out.
But not with each other. That's the weirdest thing. It was very high school from the beginning.
Very.
It is when Hannah went and said something to Colton, and then Kaylin went and said something to Colton, and then Hannah had to go back to Colton and try
yeah.
to...
Hannah clearly doesn't like any sort of confrontation.
Yeah, because she still smiles the whole time. And,
yeah. She doesn't even, like, finish all of her sentences to Colton about it. Like,
what
it's just...
is the crux of the problem between the two of them? Is it finishing behind the other or being the runner-up, the first runner? Like, what do you think? What is it?
Well, apparently it depends who you ask, but I think Kaylin placed...
professional opinion.
Kaylin placed and Hannah didn't, and Hannah got upset. That's how I'm... reading
yeah.
it.
It's as simple as that?
Yeah, and okay. then when she didn't place, Hannah says Kaylin got all nasty towards her and deceitful and was like, I'm better than you, I placed. But then Kaylin is like, she didn't place, so she got really mad at me and, you know, jealousy.
I was hoping
and,
there was more to it, like someone tried to sabotage somebody's
there might be.
Event.
I mean, we're not
well,
there yet.
I think that's what...
I'm feeling
weeks.
There's something bigger
that's
than just
That's what Colton
jealousy.
Was looking for, I
right.
think. Is, well, what's just, I want to hear from you. And instead, they basically ended up, although, you know, like I said, Kaylin described it much more eloquently, if you can even say
eloquent.
That's eloquent, compared to how Hannah stammered through it, yes. And instead, it just turned into, well, she said you're deceitful. No, she's deceitful. Oh, okay.
I'm
well,
not manipulative.
Saying, yeah, we're just saying the same thing about the other one. Okay, cool. That's great. Good job.
Yeah, I think he was definitely looking for, like, one story,
yeah.
like one thing that actually happened that made these two girls turn
like,
against each other.
Did she eat your last donut or
did
something?
Did she use
I don't
the
know.
Duct tape that you were, you know, using underneath
yeah.
your, you know,
yeah.
your gown? Like what?
The
happened?
Last two-sided tape. I,
yeah.
Something other than she placed and I didn't. I mean, because honestly, unless you won, I mean, second place is the first loser. Am I right?
Exactly.
It's true.
They're both losers.
You're both losers.
Are you really caught up on this? Neither of them won.
This is true. This is true. This is true. But Colton can't figure it out. He needs help to figure it out. The episode moves on without any resolution because it's only episode 3.
Yeah, it needs to unfold throughout the entire season.
But of course,
this is only our only sense of drama besides Demi.
But he vents to the producer, which is, you know, always amusing.
But all this, ultimately, yeah, nothing happened because he kept both of them around. Kaylin already had a rose, which if you didn't think he believed her before, the fact that she tells him the story, then, oh, okay, well, here's the rose. But Hannah was the last one to get a rose, Hannah B. But come on.
You knew it was happening.
Thank you. There was never a chance that she wasn't getting
it.
In the rose ceremony.
Yeah,
because
I already wrote Hannah
on my sheet before the first ceremony even started because I knew she was staying.
Can one of the Hannahs just get eliminated already so that we don't have to do the Hannah G?
Well,
Hannah
he
B?
Was very clear with Hannah G because I get where she was coming from. She's like, oh, wait, I wasn't on a date. And right away he said, oh, just because we're good. All right, cool.
Yeah, because
I'm confident in us and we're good.
But the other women who didn't get a date this week got eliminated.
Yep.
Nina, Catherine, and Bree.
Yeah. Well, Catherine was on one of the group dates, but Bree.
Oh, right.
But Bree and Nina weren't on
anywhere
anything.
Really to be seen. Yeah.
But he was very clear with Hannah. No, we're good. And like you said, yeah, she got the first rose in the rose ceremony, and at the party, he was very, very clear that all is well with the two of them.
Yeah, and so all along we've been saying that Hannah B. And Caitlin, the dreaded 2-on-1 has to be coming soon. But how early on do they ever do this in the?
I don't know. I'd probably say like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we have to.
Next week would probably be too early.
They're gonna drag it.
Yeah, and they didn't tease it.
That's true. That's a good point.
And they didn't tease it. So
right. Yeah, because
I'd probably say 2, maybe 3 weeks if they want to drag it out for 3 more weeks.
Because we have to find out that Hannah B. Is actually the one who he should be keeping around versus the one who doesn't speak much, the one who has trouble. We're going to find out that we like her better, I think.
I feel like it's going to be a 2-on-1 and he's going to send both home.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay.
Just because you don't need that
kind
of drama.
Get out of here, kids. You're bothering me.
You don't need that kind of negativity in your life.
And we had our first awkward musical performance.
Oh, yes.
We did.
And for those that don't believe in the power of the Bachelor universe.
Here we go.
I woke up this morning and as I do, checking iTunes, seeing, you know, what people are buying, what people are streaming. What's number 10?
Tennille Arts.
I hate this. Number 10 iTunes this morning.
That's crazy.
So for those that doubt, and obviously I would assume people listening to this don't, people that doubt the power of Bachelor, right there.
And I mean,
Bachelor Nation research, right there.
There it is. I mean, data-driven journalism.
I had never heard of them before. I'm sure Katie has. I had not. And to go from
wait, you had heard of them before?
Yeah, just through listening to different and new music.
Oh,
okay. Wasn't like a fan or anything.
No, but I was
like,
sure.
I knew.
Yeah. Okay.
And so to go from zero.
Oh my God, I love
to,
you.
Know, yeah. Oh my God, why couldn't I be out there? To number 10 on iTunes is a pretty big deal for a band that hasn't had any mainstream success ever.
Yeah, no.
And that's a big deal.
Are you paying attention to them more closely now?
No,
Ryan?
But I just.
See how long they last.
Yeah, them. I just. Exactly. I think it's interesting that a 3-minute spot on The Bachelor can sell a bunch of records, which obviously not a lot of people buy records or songs anymore.
Well, so we had that, and then the contestants are going to hit the road for the first time next week. They're going to Singapore.
And there were a lot of salty former contestants.
Would you like some salt with your salt?
From the Bachelor and Bachelorette world, because almost to a person, they were saying, why don't they have to go to a terrible ski lodge first? Why don't they have to go to Virginia? Nope, right off the chute.
It is true.
They get to go to
a lot of U.S.
What's wrong with Virginia?
I mean, nothing, but if you're on the show, you want to go somewhere.
I mean, my parents live there, right?
Exactly my point. And so, for the first time in a while, they're spending money early.
Yeah.
Because this is not bringing six people there. This is a big group.
Well, because we have to see Hannah B and Demi. We want to see that, you know, what traveling for 18 hours, how that brings out the worst in them. Nothing like massive, massive jet lag to make you a miserable human being.
That's right.
On top of already being a miserable human being.
Can't wait to see how that unfolds.
What is with your smirk?
It's amazing to me that for the first time, I can't remember the last time we didn't have to go through a really terrible first destination.
Yeah, but...
Or at least, boring's the better way. Because even like when they went to Tahoe, that's not terrible. It's just boring. Because, oh wow, we're going an hour away.
Yeah, we want to see like...
In all fairness, it seemed like a few seasons back, they would hit really great destinations throughout. And then two seasons in a row or three seasons in a row, it was bad destinations the entire time until maybe the very last.
Yeah, exactly. Usually it'd be one or two at the end. And to go right off, and who knows, do they keep going around the world? Do they shoot back and hit Hawaii or Bora Bora or something like that?
Ryan, they can't all be Pig Island.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Bring back the pigs.
Yeah. It can't all be Pig
Island. Pig
Island
was great, but I don't think Pig Island, even though that isn't as long, although from the other coast. Either way, not a huge, far out of the way place. I don't think Pig Island had this many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is still a big group.
The thing is, they won't be able to get back in the country because what's going on here in the States, they'll be denied. There's a chance that we may lose an entire bachelor season.
The rest of the season in Singapore.
We still have 15 girls.
Yeah, that's a big
That's expensive.
Group.
I mean,
you're trying to keep track of 15 people in Singapore when I don't know how many of them have ever been. I've never been to Singapore. Have most people been to Singapore?
All I remember from Singapore is that kid who stuck his tongue out, insulted people in Singapore, and got a public caning. And then The Simpsons did an episode on it. That's mostly what I remember. Then I remember the beautiful cuisine and the music and the food from travel shows. Beyond that, that's my sole understanding. That's pathetic. So I'm looking forward to seeing more.
I think it'll be great. I'm just wondering, why are we going to Singapore in week four?
It's good.
And
what are these group dates going to be?
Thank you.
Can you survive a public caning is one of them.
And you should not send someone home just really quick on a date.
That would be amazing.
That's rough. I know we just flew all this way, but...
I was going to wait. I was just going to send you home last time, then they told me we were going to Singapore. And I really wanted you to have to fly here just to fly right back.
That would be horrible.
Well, so we have to wait around for the drop. Chris Harrison flies first class, right?
Oh, he probably takes a private.
Because the contestants are all coach.
Oh, they're all coach. Yeah.
They're all coach.
Yeah. I mean, they made...
He has to be private.
They made, what's her name?
Contract.
They made Becca fly coach back after the ambushing.
Yes.
So there's no way anybody but Chris Harrison, maybe Colton, maybe, because... It's actually still during the show and not afterwards when they crush their hearts. Maybe he flies first class as well. But
I'm actually looking forward to Singapore. I think it's going to be,
Me too.
Aside from just being a beautiful destination, I think it'll be a very fun, dramatic episode. So Ryan Jones and I
think we all lost someone this week.
On our fantasy team.
Katie finally lost someone.
Katie lost
Catherine.
And I lost Nina and Bree.
I lost Caitlin.
Ryan lost Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Who has nothing going on in her life.
I think this might be the first time that one of us loses all of our contestants before the end of the season.
I was
going
to say before Katie loses too. Or
Hannah G, Demi.
Yeah, but Ryan, the ones he has left are pretty strong.
Well, not. I have Demi.
He has Demi and Hannah
right,
G.
Right, but Demi will be around for a while.
Yeah, but she's not going to win. There's zero chance.
Oh,
Demi
no,
wins.
She's not going to win.
Zero chance.
She's not going to win, but she'll be around. And then, but Hannah G.
Yes, Hannah
That's
G. I got the better Hannah.
You did.
And Katie has really, even though there's only one Katie, although we.
That's our Katie.
We beg to differ, but yes. Katie has been an A-plus so far. She's been great.
Yeah, she was good.
All right, guys. Well, Katie, I feel like we kind of like your bright shiny notebook is making me wonder if you have anything else that you need to share with the class before we.
I think we covered everything.
Covered everything. Well, you can find us on social media, all platforms at Bachelor Podcast.
Even in Singapore.
Even in Singapore. That's right. I'm Christine Lee. We'll be back next week. Katie Pallotta, thank you so much.
Thank you.
RJ.
See you in Singapore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.